Okay, so
did I just say I was gonna go hard in the faint like Waka Flocka? I'm so stupid. Anyway, okay, focus. First off, big fan. Do you have any kinks that you don't really delve into during your voice recordings? Yes. Spitting is one of them. A lot of people aren't into like spitting in people's mouths for some reason, which was news to me. But so I don't really talk about that in my audios. What else? Oh, like really aggressive spanking. I don't do, because like I feel like it would be really weird to do that on in audio, like just to be like spanking myself over and over and over and over and over, and then yeah, and slapping. A lot of people are really weird about getting slapped in the face. I don't know why. People like to have really boring sex, I guess, so they're not into being slapped, and so that's something else that I don't actually include in audios. The next question says, when did you first become curious about anal? Oh, God. this happened because of my significant other, because he really, really likes it, and so when I started to get like really into him, I started to get really into anal. So yeah. how old were you when you lost your virginity? I was 16, and it was in the back of a Jetta, a white Volkswagen Jetta, and it was just ideal, the best, absolutely wonderful, fantastic, 10 out of 10 would recommend. I was actually really drunk as well. Most painful sexual experience. At least it wasn't a Prius. Okay, most painful sexual experience. Painful. Oh my God, one time. It wasn't painful when it happened, but it was afterwards, because like it was so intense that I couldn't like walk afterwards. Like the next day I could barely like walk. It was like awful, because I was so sore and I felt like my vagina was gonna fall out. Another time I like started bleeding because I think the guy's like dick was too thick, and I thought he had broken my vagina. And actually, if you ask my friends about that guy, they're like, oh yeah, the guy who broke your vagina. would you be interested in doing ASMR? I don't know how to say this word. Is it binaural? Audios at some point? Binaural? Okay, binaural. Okay. So it says, would you be interested in doing ASMR binaural audios at some point? Of course, if you had the right equipment for it. I've thought about it before, but I don't even know how to do that. Like, my boyfriend was trying to explain it to me today. He was like, yeah, you get a microphone that's like set up for stereo, and so you can like go back and forth. He's like, or you can also do it with like the editing app that you use. And I was like, well, I don't use any editing app, so I guess not. what is your favorite? I don't even know what I would do, though. Like, I've thought about like doing ASMR before, and I'm like, but like, what kind of ASMR would I do? Like, would I do like soap cutting? Like, would I do, oh my God, what if I have like an ASMR channel that's dedicated to me making slime, because I'm 12 years old? You guys want to know something? One time me and my brother tried to make slime, and we put too much like glue or something, and it came out really gross. what else can I ASMR? Oh my God, you know what I should do, guys? I'm gonna get like a really good microphone so I can do binaural audios. And then I'm gonna record myself screaming for 20 hours straight. at the top of my lungs. It's going to be super great. Please like and subscribe for more. Please don't forget to hit the notification bell for so you're notified when I upload a new video. What is your favorite sex toy that you own? My Lilo. It's still cute and it's little and it's purple and it was expensive, but it's really good. Price being no object. I can't talk. Oh my god, Death. Where is Death? No longer in Japan, it's true. I'm sorry you're back in the US, Death. Whoever's listening to this audio is like, what the fuck is she talking about? Somebody in my server's name is Death, and he just got back from Japan. If you guys know him, please give him your, keep him in your prayers and thoughts, because he's back in the United States and he's not in Japan anymore. Price being no object, what sex toys do you fantasize about having? How come I can't talk? All of anything by Lilo, because their stuff is so cute and it smells really nice, and but it's expensive, so. I also really want, you know what I really want? I want that dildo for like pegging someone, but it like goes inside you. That shit looks lit as fuck. What is the best thing to order at a boba place, and why is it 50% sweetness? Honey, lemon, black tea with honey boba. I've never had that before, but it sounds really good. Honestly, I always go with what is that thing called? It's like the purple stuff. It's like a purple. Yes, thank you, Arlie. Taro, I always go with that. Oh my god, you guys want to know something? In LA, there's this place called, it's like a coffee place, and it's called Tierra Mia. And they sell an horchata coffee, like boba tea. This shit slaps so hard. Swear, it's so good. What's your favorite movie that you've seen this year? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I have to. I don't want to be that person that's like, oh, Tarantino, but like it actually was really good, and I was expecting not to. I was like, didn't think I was gonna like it. I like literally was halfway through the movie and I took my phone out of my bra and I was like, this movie makes no sense. I texted to my boyfriend and then I put my phone back in my bra, and then at the end of the movie I took my phone out of my bra and I was like, hey, the movie's good. What food are you most experienced why can't I talk today? What the hell's wrong with me? What food are you most excited to eat when you get to LA? That ass. I'm just kidding. King Taco, obviously, because it's my shit. It's so good. King Taco is my life. Not In-N-Out, because In-N-Out is fucking disgusting. I really, 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 really want a pastrami dog from Pink's, but Pink's is always like super packed. I know, and I want a slice of pie from House of Pies. Yes. We want an ultralight beam. This is a god dream. Okay. Hold on. Oh shit, this one's long. Okay, it says, how many orgasms do you think you could actually successfully do without putting yourself in danger? Ooh, I don't know, like 15 maybe? I don't know. How long do you think you could go without, what you could go while edging yourself? Not long. Like, I did, like, a 20-minute one the other day, and I wanted to fucking kill myself. Sorry, triggers, if anybody's triggered, because I said I'm gonna kill myself. I'm not gonna kill myself, I promise. I already tried once, and I failed, so I'm not gonna try again. Who wants to fail twice? Anyway, that's a bad joke, I'm sorry. How long do I think I could go without while edging myself? I'm gonna say like 15 minutes, because it'll drive me nuts. Would you ever be interested in double penetration via toy, dildo, and dick? Yeah, I'd be down. There's a Netflix special called The Curse of La Llorona. Is that something you know about and would be interested in watching? This person obviously knows that I'm Mexican because they talked about La Llorona. I love La Llorona. I never heard of that show, though. Has anybody seen it? Do you guys know if it's good? I've never even heard of it, but I'll check it out. If it's, like, scary, though, like, I'm not going to watch it. Like, I will not watch it. There's another TV show that's on, like, Netflix that's, like, supposed to be scary, and somebody the other day was like, oh, you should watch it. I was like, I'm trying to play myself. Please, I want to sleep at night. You grew up in the MySpace days. I did. That's true. What is the most embarrassing thing you had on your MySpace profile that makes you cringe to this day? This is so stupid. I had, this isn't really, like, embarrassing, but it's something that happens that I always think about, like, when I talk about, like, MySpace. So when I had a MySpace, I was dating this guy for a while, and I remember I had a picture of him on my profile, and it was a picture of me and him together, and this girl, like, added me, and my profile was private, so I, like, added her or whatever, and so this little light of mine, glory be to God, yeah, sorry. So this girl, like, added me, and I didn't know her, but, like, she added me, and then do you guys remember, like, on MySpace, you could, like, post bulletins or whatever? She, like, posted a bulletin and was talking about, like, I can't believe I just got my heart broken, like, I can't believe this happened, and, like, I thought he liked me, and for some reason, like, I knew that she was talking about this guy, and I was, like, let's just call him Casey, and I wrote to her, and I was like, hey, just quick question, like, you added me, and then you wrote this, like, this is about Casey, and she was like, oh my god, like, I didn't want to mention it to you, because I didn't want to make you feel bad, but yeah, it's about Casey, and I don't know if you know this, but you're, like, he's, like, cheating on me with you, like, we're seeing each other, and then I was like, how long have you been talking to him, and she was like, a month, and I was like, oh, we've been together for 8 months, congratulations, he cheated on me with you, and, she was like, oh my god, like, I thought I was his girlfriend. I was like, no, bitch, like, I'm his girlfriend. You're the side chick. And then I, like, called him, and I was like, do I come pick you up? I was like, no, you motherfucker. I was, like, super pissed. And he's like, you guys want to know what he said? Because he's a moron. He goes, I just, like, don't know why you're so upset. I just, like, don't know why you're so mad. Like, you're, like, tripping right now. And I was like, are you fucking serious? You stupid ass. Fucking... what? I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, he was an idiot. And but I didn't really have any embarrassing things. I was one of those people that, like, thought that, like, my profile was, like, lit as fuck. So I had, like, good music on my profile. I had really good selfies. But I was also one of those people that had, like, 10,000 friends, and I thought that I was super popular. Do you guys remember, like, MySpace days? Like, Jeffree Star was the one that had, like, 4 trillion friends, and Tom from MySpace. What was I? Oh, okay. Regardless of fan affiliation, which MLB team has the best throwback t-shirts? The best throwback jerseys? I don't know. What does that mean? Throwback jerseys. Baseball, here we go. Ew, the Astros one is so fucking ugly. I'ma put you on vacation, get some leisure. Ooh, the Angels one is nice, but I don't like the Angels. Oh, the Astros one. Poor things. No wonder they're fucking salty as fuck. Hard time, no, you make it look easy. Oh my god, here's another Astros one. If I was an Astros fan, I would never wear their fucking throwback t-shirt because it's fucking ugly as fuck. I'm just gonna go with the Pirates because I like the color scheme. Oh wait, the Dodger ones say Brooklyn on them. I'm sorry to be basic, but I'm gonna say the Dodgers. Ew, look at these Astro ones. They're so fucking ugly. What the hell? Also, I'm on VC right now. I'm on VC right now, and one of my mods is a huge, like, Astros fan or whatever. And he's muted. He can't talk because I'm recording this. And he's like pissed as fuck. It's all my fault that he likes shitty teams. Anyway, do you have any advice on going through the journey we call life? Oh my god, this question went hard. Do I have any advice on going through this journey we call life? Before I answer that question, I just want to say that I know that the Dodgers lost. 2 World Series in a row, but they're better than Houston all day, every day, honestly. But it's unfortunate. You know, I'm not even going to talk shit about Houston because it's bad enough that they're from Houston. Do you have any advice on going through this journey we call life? The only thing I can think of is, like, I remember a while back somebody asked me, like, what would you do if you could go back and, like, talk to like, when you were younger, like, when you were a teenager or whatever? Like, what's the advice you would give yourself? If I would, like, any advice? The only thing that I always advise people is, like, you can't tear yourself apart to make other people better or, like, to fix other people. So no matter what, like, don't ever, you know, put, like, yourself, like, sacrifice yourself for someone else, because you can't make someone better by sacrificing yourself. Another thing is, the biggest piece of advice that my dad gave me, and that I always, anytime that I do anything in my life, like, I think about this, it's, every action has a reaction. So whenever you do something, like, think about, like, what the consequences will be, or who it's gonna affect, because every action has a reaction, and whatever action you do or make, a decision you make, is gonna have, like, repercussions. So that's, I don't know, these are not, it's not very good advice, but, and be self-aware, use common sense, honestly, and use your turn signal when you drive. Wow, this person really just had no chill with this question. Were you ever told you have a tight pussy? Yes. A lot. Is that, thank you for the question. What's the weirdest question you've ever been asked? I'm gonna go with the one I just answered. Thank you. Funniest thing to happen during sex. One time, me and one of my ex-boyfriends had makeup sex, and I started crying. I started crying during, and I was like, he was like, are you crying? And I was like, yeah, I'm just really happy. And then another time, I told one of my ex-boyfriends, like, no. I kept saying, like, no, no. And he was like, I'm just like, I can't. It's like turning me off. And I was on top of him, but I put my legs against his chest and I kicked him off of me. And then I like got dressed and left. Would you ever consider doing videos? Doing videos, my vids, Chatterbait, or just adding to Patreon? I'm pretty sure this is probably the person that asked me that the other day, who DM'd me and asked me if I did videos. No, I do videos, but I send them to my boyfriend. Twang Wen, that was DJ Titty Water, of course. Never fucking Twang. You know what? Just for that, I'm gonna put it on. Who sings that song? What is that little kid's name? Twang. What kind of stupid ass fucking song name is that? Twang? Isn't there a beer salt called Twang, or am I just fucking stupid? Ew, he yodels and shit? How come I didn't know this? What the hell? Who gave this kid a fucking music deal? I'm so confused. Ew, look at him. The stupid boots. Fucking little kid. Like, how does that even happen? His mom's like, I'm gonna go get groceries. He's like, let me come with you. Let me sing in Walmart. Like, how does that happen? Next question is, oh my god, of course. I'm gonna fucking kill Titty Water. Matchmaker Win, because he wants me to sing Matchmaker. Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Fuck that song. What is your favorite sex position? Missionary. Especially if you're tied up, it's the best. What does this one say? Why are you literally the fucking best? I love you. Oh, that's Moon. I'm not the best. I think I'm not that great. Dude, Moon is like killing it with her audios and stuff. Like, I'm super proud. I feel like a super proud mom. And then like Moon is like kind of like super, super close to like Fleur. And so like I'm just like the proud grandmother. And Moon is like the mom, even though me and Moon are the same age. And then Fleur is like the little baby taking his tiny little steps, and you're like, oh, yay, she's so cute. Ew. Oh, she's here. Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed. Anyway, yeah. You guys, if you guys don't listen to Fleur and Moon, you guys should. Wait. Is it Lovely Moonchild 666? And then Fleur, I don't know how to pronounce Fleur's username, guys. I'm sorry. Oh, it's 66? Fuck. I fucking suck. How do I... So somebody tell me how to pronounce Fleur's fucking Reddit name. Wait, what? So it's Little Slot Fae? Is that what it is? What the fuck? Ew. Okay. Sorry, somebody, I went on Reddit because I was reading her username. And somebody sent me a message and I clicked it and it was a dick pic. Ah, welcome to my life. Unsolicited dick pics every day. Where am I? What's your favorite scene or episode of The Office? I feel like this was a moon and I'm very thankful she asked this question because I fucking love The Office. Fuck, what is my favorite episode of The Office? I have so many favorite episodes of The Office, like the one where Michael burns his foot on his George Foreman grill. What about... Shit, what else? What about, like, the fire drill? Oh, no, hands down, the best, office part of all time is the, CPR class, hands down, always. And, future Dwight, where Jim keeps sending Dwight faxes. It says like, future Dwight, today somebody will poison the coffee and more instructions will come. And he slaps the coffee out of Stanley's hand. Or what about like the time that he sends the picture of Jan on vacation? She's topless to the whole company. Identity theft is not a joke, Jim. Millions of people are affected every year. Shroot farms. The time when Kelly's like, first of all, yeah, I have a question. First of all, how dare you? To Ryan when he comes back. And then here's another one from that says that ass though. You can book a private karaoke room complete with free booze and food and any three celebrities you want. Who do you choose for a karaoke party? Three celebrities? We have to get messy celebrities in there. We have to get like... Who's known to have like a drinking problem? Like, who's gonna get lit? Okay, I want to get Rihanna in there for sure. Rihanna, she knows how to get lit. I'm gonna go with, yes, Snoop Dogg is the other one. Fuck, I can't think. What the fuck? Fuck, who, shit. I keep thinking, like, George Clooney, doesn't he own, like, Casamigos, like, tequila? Queer Eye is on fucking Jimmy Fallon! Oh my god, I'm just gonna say Jonathan Van Ness. Because Jonathan Van Ness is on TV right now. And also, Jonathan Van Ness looks like my boyfriend looks exactly like Jonathan Van Ness if Jonathan cut his hair. I don't know if any of you guys knew that, but he does. But, like, my boyfriend doesn't... wear dresses and stuff, but he does have like his hair up to his shoulders and he looks just like Jonathan. It's so weird. Okay, the next one says, wait, so who are my three? Jonathan Van Ness, Rihanna, and Snoop Dogg. Oh my god, can you imagine getting fucked up with Snoop Dogg and Rihanna? I'd die. Let's see. Oh, this is a good question. How does your significant other feel about your audios and the attention you get from them? Oh my God. I feel like this is the wrong day to answer this question. He's like, he's supportive, like for sure. He's like the most supportive person I know. But it is very hard for him. Like he has had to like separate the characters, basically, like M and Hard Damage. Like he kind of sees me and like my internet persona as like two different people, and so he's very like away from it. But it does. I was just talking to my mods about this the other day. Like being in a relationship with a performer is like a lot of work. It takes a lot of trust, and yeah, he's great. It's hard. I mean, we like even today had like a little bit of like a misunderstanding, and it's just like tough being in that in a relationship when you have like attention like that around you. But it's he's okay. He's very supportive. Without giving too much detail, what's your favorite tattoo you have and why? How am I supposed to tell you what it is without giving too much detail? That makes no fucking sense. Fuck. Without giving too much detail, what's your favorite tattoo you have and why? I have two that are like super significant. One of them is okay, no, okay. So I have one that means a lot to me. It's okay, so it's from one of my favorite books, and I have it because when I was a little kid, after my parents got divorced, I became like really like I went from being like very extroverted to being like very like, introverted, because I remember I felt like really ashamed of the fact that like my dad left, and so my mom like just wasn't like emotionally and like mentally there, but my dad like knew how hard it was on me, so he like would buy me books. Like he would take me to Borders every time that he would pick me up from school when he had like visitation, and get me books, and I, you know, like I loved reading, that was my thing. And I remember he had gotten me this book, and he had gotten me this book, and he told me like, oh yeah, my coworker, he was like really excited about it. He was like, my coworker's daughter really loves this book, like that's why I bought it for you, I hope you like it. And then I like saw the cover of it and I didn't like it, and I was like, oh whatever. So I just like put off reading it for a long time, for a while, like for a couple of weeks, and then I ran out of books to read, and I picked it up, and I remember thinking like, I guess I'll read it. And so I started reading it, and I remember like just instantly feeling like safe, because I felt like since I was like stuck between my two parents, I felt very similar to Harry Potter, because I didn't have a place, and so like Harry Potter's like an orphan, and he's just like very like he has extended family, but they're just like so nasty, you know, and he kind of like doesn't have a place, and so that's how I felt. And so I always maintain that like Harry Potter gave me a home when I didn't have one emotionally, and so I'm not gonna cry anyway. That's when I got my first tattoo, that was what I wanted to get, and I got it because of my dad. Because when I got older and I had to decide like what I wanted to do with my life, I knew that I wanted to, like I love to write, that's what my passion is in life, and I knew that I wanted to write, and I knew that I wanted to, like my thing is that I want to someday write something that makes someone feel as safe as Harry Potter made me feel when I read it when I was a kid. So that's why I got it, because I wanted to like remind myself of like my dad's support, and you know, so And then I have another one that I also got because of my dad. It was like an album that my dad, actually my, mod MD knows what it is. If you can, if you want to write it in the chat so they know what the one I'm about to talk about is, it's an album that my dad had on vinyl and I really liked the cover art. And then when I started going through like depression, I finally like listened to this album as an adult and I remember like it just touched me so much. And so it was like this album that I constantly used to see all the time because it was my dad's, and then finally like listening to it when I got older. Finally listening to it when I was older, like, I really identified with, like, the lead singer and, like, his struggles, and so I got that tattooed because it meant a lot to me. And then this is the last question. But I don't know if you guys want me to, like, answer any questions on the people that are in the chat. So if you guys, like, have any other questions that you want me to add in here, like, you guys can just drop them in here. In, like, the talk with M. Oh, this is such a wholesome question to like end it on. What have you learned from posting on the internet? I've learned that the internet is very wide and vast, and people get tough on the internet. And it's taught me to like not give a fuck, honestly. Like, yeah, it's taught me how like to not take things so seriously on the internet, and understand that there's people, that a lot of people that are on the internet that have like personal issues. And it's very easy to talk shit, but like not, you know, like step up. So that's been hard. Also that people, hold on, you guys are gonna have to give me a sec. Okay. Oh my God, I dropped the microphone. Oh my God. Are you guys okay? Sorry, I was like sitting up, but my like leg fell asleep, so I was like laying down. Okay, so what was the? Oh, okay. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, something that I learned from the internet is that some people are very salty when other people are doing better than them, and it's very unfortunate. And I think that they should look for Jesus because they need him. And that's it. So that's it for this. Let me switch over to the chat. Okay. How do I recharge? After like audios? Like after I record? How do I recharge? Yeah, I don't really nap. I'm not really a believer of naps. Yeah, getting hot food, dead ass. And just like, do you guys like ever like, you just like do nothing and you feel like a sausage? That's me. That's what I do to recharge. I just like do nothing. Sometimes I like, I'm one of those people that can cry about anything. So like sometimes I'll cry. That sounds weird. Also, I really love cold showers. A lot of people think I'm weird for this, but I take cold showers. I don't take warm showers.
So,
like, even when it's cold outside, I take cold showers, like, all the time. And so, I love cold showers. I do that to recharge as well. Why a sausage? Because sausages are fucking... First of all, they're wrapped in, like... They're basically, like, a wrapped burrito, first of all. And then they're on the inside, and they're just, like, good. Why you gotta come for me? I just like saying that I'm a, sausage. The picture. Oh, my God. Okay. But, yeah, like, cold showers, not napping, but, like, laying in bed being a sausage. Uncrustables. What else do I do to recharge? I like to do my nails. I do, like, my own acrylic nails and stuff, so I do that, too, sometimes. Just, like, get peace. Do you have a favorite audio of yours? Do I have a favorite audio of mine? Do I have a favorite audio of mine? I think... I have to go with, like, my most popular, which are the No Nut November ones. And the reason that I say that is because I remember when I recorded those, before I recorded them, I told a friend of mine, I was like, everybody's doing No Nut November, and I'm gonna fucking break all of them. So I was, like, determined to fucking destroy everybody's No Nut November. So I think that's probably one of my favorites. A lot of my newer ones are my favorites, too, because, I've been getting, like, really out of, like, my comfort zone, so it's been fun. And also, if you guys didn't know this, I improv all of my audios. Like, I've never followed a script, ever. So I have a lot of fun when people send me, like, oh, yeah, we ran into each other at a grocery store. Like, I had somebody that told me, like, hey, we ran into each other at... what did they say? A bowling alley? And, like, in the audio, I'm like, hey, what's up? Oh, just picking up a ball. Did you get your shoes? Like, stupid. Like, I improv all of them. And then... do I have a favorite audio of someone else? I do have a favorite audio by someone else. It's any of the Man Sounds audios by Endless Roads. That guy is just fucks me up. Shit is so good. I don't think he's, like, very active anymore, but all of his stuff is still there, and he's fucking just take me. Just if I ever ran into him on the street and they were like, oh, that's Endless Roads, I would just get naked and I'd be like, just take me here and now, I'm yours. That's gay. Anyway, I hope he doesn't listen to this and then find out that I said this, because it's going to be really cringe. What kind of sausage is the best sausage? The one that's attached to someone and is called a dick? Final answer. Is there a villain from film or television that you can't help but find attractive? Yeah. The evil queen from Snow White. Have you seen her fucking eyebrows, my dude? Who else do a film or television that you can't help but find attractive? Villain? Oh my God. Fucking Eric Northman in True Blood? Yes, Alexander Skarsgård. What about that character does it for you? No anti-heroes? They have to be straight up bad guy? Why didn't I read all of this before I said Eric Northman? Fuck. Have to be a straight up bad guy? Fuck, I don't know. Bad guy. I don't know. I'm just gonna go with the evil queen from Snow White because her eyebrows are fucking litty as fuck. Oh my god. Okay, I'm barely catching up on what type of bear is best. Bears beats Battlestar Galactica. Bill is an idiot. Bill from True Blood is the dumbest person ever on TV in history. And I used to always make fun of the way that he said Sookie, because he would always talk to Sookie and he'd go, Sookie. Let me see if I can find it. Bill Sookie. Wait. See you every day. Bill. True Blood, Bill and Sookie. True Blood. Here it is. Ew, the time they took down that video. Did anybody ever watch True Blood? Compton. Oh, here it is. Okay, you guys need to listen to this.
I am not human, Sookie. I am vampire.
Hurry up.
What are you?
I told you, I'm a waitress.
No. You're something more than that. You're something more than human.
I beg your pardon?
Sookie. It's an unusual name, Sookie. Is it short for something else?
Just
Anna Paquin is so ugly.
May I call on you sometime? Suck it, Sookie. Sookie. Sookie is mine.
Sookie.
Sookie. Don't ever sneak up on a vampire. Suck it, Sookie.
Anyway, that's Bill Compton saying, Sookie. What's the difference between Canadian meat and American meat? Oh my god. So earlier, was that today or yesterday? Yesterday, I made the stupid mistake of saying, I wonder if Canadian dick and American dicks are the same. And my mods are fucking douche lords and they were making fun of me for them. And I've never had a Canadian dick before, so I'm not sure if they're the same, so fuck you guys. Tu canción favorita en español? I have two favorite songs in Spanish. I have Cuando Pasa el Temblor by Soda Stereo and Quizás, Quizás, Quizás by Nat King Cole. And three. And Paloma Negra by Chavela Vargas. What is the clitoris? Clitoris? Bill Skarsgård. Oh. Not Bill Compton. Bill Skarsgård. Isn't he the guy who plays it? Have you ever heard from your president? He's an idiot. Is there an era in fashion that you particularly love? I love... the 60s. Like Mad Men, I think, like, it's beautiful. Like, fashion was gorgeous. What about those times appeal to you? It's just, like, so glamorous. I just like it. I mean, I wouldn't want to live in the 60s, but I think the fashion was beautiful. The 20s as well, because it was in the 20s that Gabrielle Coco Chanel basically, like, liberated women from, like, the corset. So, yeah. Do I ever wear anything reminiscent of those times? I have a... I have a flapper dress that I bought for, like, a bridal shower. So cute. let's see. A bacon and maple syrup? That's so fucking nasty. Maple syrup has no business of existing. I'm sorry if the Canadians are shook as fuck right now. Have you guys ever drained a maple tree? Have you guys ever thought about, like, when you have maple syrup, it's like you're drinking the cum of a maple tree? Ew, what is that gif? Can you guys confirm that when Canadian babies are little, they don't get breastfed, they give them maple syrup? Why would you drink maple syrup? It's so nasty. One of my mods said, I don't know, my brain was the size of a peanut, still is, so I don't remember. When I was little, my dad used to tell me all the time, I would act stupid, and he would tell me, if you scream in your ear, if I yell in your ear, you hear an echo because it's empty. And I felt that. Do I like honey or agave? I like honey. But I like, not the, like, shit that comes in, like, the fucking bear. I like the one that comes in, like, the honeycomb and stuff. I will eat that shit raw. My kink is eating good honey, guys. Did I tell you guys that for a while? I convinced my brother that I was gonna buy bees. I asked him one time, I was like, hey, will you come with me across Texas? He was like, for what? I was like, I'm gonna go buy some bees. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I'm gonna buy 3 pounds of bees, they're $600. He's like, why? I was like, I'm gonna become a beekeeper. And like, he legit thought I was serious. Like, my dad called me and my dad was like, what is this, that you wanna keep bees? I was like, yeah. And my dad's like, don't do that. Don't be stupid. Is that Nicolas Cage? What's my favorite dessert? It's easy. That's an easy question. Ew! Cheesecake. It's true. If you guys don't live in the US, you guys probably have never heard this, but like on 4th of July here in the United States, they pop firecrackers, like fireworks. And when the fireworks go up, like up in the air, they make a screeching noise, like they go really, really high. And it's weird because I never thought that a human could hit that note until one of my mods was playing a video game and got scared in the game and he screamed, and I had never heard a human hit that note before. And now I know that it's possible. And I keep telling him, he puts Mariah Carey to shame. Honestly, it's beautiful. Oh, I'm gonna play it for you guys. For whoever's not in the.
I'm ready. The fuck out of here! Oh no, did you get caught?
Okay, well, if you guys don't have any other questions, I think I'm going to end it here because it's already 55 minutes. Oh my god. You know Yucky's about to say, say less. Oh, I knew it. It's funny because my mod MD is very, very good talking shit, but can't be talking shit when your voice goes higher than this, like, the highest note in the world. So if you guys, okay, so I guess this is where we end the questions. If you guys want to unmute yourselves and say bye, you can. Oh my god, you're so annoying. If you slowed down MD's scream, it would make the sound of the TIE fighters in Star Wars. That's beautiful, honestly. That's a very... MD, I'm very proud of you. Shit's almost gonna get an hour, so... Okay, I'm gonna wrap this up like a... like a cock. Ew, why did I say that? Okay, I'm gonna stop recording now. Okay. Bye.